You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I cannot believe that I am opening up the final episode right now of That's the Tea with Alessandra G of 2022. It blows my mind. I'm honestly shocked that it's not August. I keep having to be reminded that it's no longer summer. Even with this freezing cold weather, I am stuck in the summer, which is kind of weird because that hasn't happened to me before, or maybe it has, but it's been a while. So here we are wrapping up 2022 and looking into 2023. But obviously with that comes an episode to wrap up this amazing year of music. But before we get into my favorite albums and songs of this year, I want to thank today's sponsor, DistroKid. If you're a musician or work on music in any capacity, all my artists out there, you're going to want to listen up. DistroKid is a music distribution service that will get your music on the top streaming platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, anywhere you can listen to music. And the best part is they allow you to keep 100% of your earnings that come from streaming. That's right, whatever money that you earn from streaming goes straight to you. All you have to do is pay an annual membership fee, which is super affordable. And lucky for you, I have a discount code to get you 7% off your first year's membership. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra and you'll get that discount. You could also check the description of this episode as well as my link tree all over social media and you'll find that discount link. DistroKid not only allows you to keep all of the earnings that you make from streaming, but they also have tools that will help you reach a larger audience, like their hyperfollow tool, and they'll keep you organized with timed releases and premieres of your new EPs and singles, and so much more. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Go check out DistroKid. Now back to today's segment, the highlights of the music that has been released in 2022. Of course, from my perspective, so my favorite releases of this year, albums, songs, my thoughts, we're just gonna dive right in. So let's get into it. The first album that I have to talk about is one of my favorites, Holy Fuck by Demi Lovato. That album was absolutely killer. I was not expecting it to be as amazing as it was, if I'm being completely honest. I was like, I loved Demi's old stuff, you know, the rock era that she kind of started in before Camp Rock, or just around the time of Camp Rock when she was doing Get Back and Remember December. I loved that. But then she kind of went this pop route, and I loved that just as much. And I was like, I don't know if she's going to be able to segue back into rock so naturally and organically, but I'm willing to wait and see. And I was so happy that she decided to do so because she killed it. She absolutely slayed. Her vocals, of course, are out of this world. They're out of control. They're incomparable to pretty much anyone right now that's in the music industry or trying to break into the space, at least that I've heard. Her voice is so unique and so powerful. And of course, her range is completely out of control as well. I saw her twice on her Holy Fuck tour. Once she was sick, you could not even tell. And the second time, she sounded just like the record, honestly better than the record, which is rare. I've been to a ton of concerts, and it's very rare that I walk out of a venue going, wow, this is better than the record, because it's sad, but not everyone sounds as good as they do when there's autotune and reverb and effects and everything in between. Demi, on the other hand, absolutely kills it every time. So if you haven't seen Demi perform on stage and she goes back on tour next year, you better run and get those tickets. You will not regret it, I promise you that. Some of the standouts from that album for me are Forever For Me and City of Angels, two amazing tracks. And I want to segue into our next album because I could talk about Demi and Holy Fuck forever. 12 Carat Toothache by Post Malone. We absolutely have to talk about this album. I know I have in the past, but Wrapped Around Your Finger, I Like You, When I'm Alone, One Right Now. He had hit after hit on this album. And for me, he really proved himself with this project. I mean, he's had hits in the past, but this is his most solid album to date, in my opinion. I love every single song on here. I think it really shows who he is as an artist and how his music has evolved. It's matured over the years, and he's not just a one-hit wonder. He's an icon at this point. So absolutely love that project and would not be able to do this segment without mentioning it. Moving on to the next one, Emails I Can't Send by Sabrina Carpenter. I have no idea why I hadn't listened to her music in the past because it's literally right up my alley. I just don't understand what I was doing. But now she's huge. I'm so sad that I did not jump on the Sabrina Carpenter wave when it first started, because now everyone's like, yeah, obviously she's amazing. And I'm like, well, I feel late. But she's just killing it, absolutely killing it. And this album, to me, again, solidified her place in this industry because it's just hit after hit. Nonsense, Fast Times, Bet You Wanna, Because I Liked a Boy, Tornado Warnings. The whole project is so solid. It's very rare for me, at least, even if it's an artist I love, to be like, I can listen to this whole album and feel like I don't have to skip a song. And this is one of those albums for me. I really, really liked it. I think it had the perfect number of songs, and she really honed in on her artistry. So congratulations to Sabrina. I am officially a fan, and I hope you guys are too. If you have not heard that album, go check it out. One of my favorite albums of this year, obviously, was Young Forever by Nessa Barrett. It had a few, if not all, standout tracks on there that I just cannot stop listening to. Fuck, Marry, Kill is my favorite song on this album. But I also love 505 from the extended version. And who am I kidding? I love this whole album. If you've been in my car, you've definitely heard it. Gaslight. So amazing. Tired of California, Talk to Myself, Die First, which is definitely a standout and a special song for Nessa. Just a great album, and I think this project blew her EP away, which to me, I love that EP, and it was a great introduction to her as an artist. But this mature sound and full-length project, I'm obsessed with it. I didn't think I would be more obsessed than the EP, but I could listen to this album every single day for 3 months straight and not have to listen to anything else. It's amazing. Moving on to the next album I want to talk about, I Used to Think I Could Fly by Tate McRae. Let me tell you, I feel like people really underestimate Tate, which I do not understand at all. I see a lot of comments on TikTok saying, oh, she can't sing or she's not good and auto-tune this, auto-tune that. I've seen her live a handful of times at this point, and every single time I've been blown away by her vocals. I think she does have a unique voice. She is very talented. She's a great songwriter. I'm just out here defending Tate McRae like she's my sister, but guys, for real, give her a chance. And this album, to me, I think was a great first project, a great debut album. What Would You Do? Chaotic, definitely an emotional song, but so touching and just incredible. I don't know, I don't even have words. Don't Come Back, She's All I Want to Be. Talk about an amazing song, upbeat, fun, great music video, over 275 million streams on Spotify alone. That's awesome. It blew Feel Like Shit out of the water, which shocked me because that song I feel like was bigger on the radio. I don't know. She's All I Want to Be, though, for me, is a much better song because we all know I hate sad songs. So you shouldn't have been surprised. But yeah, go listen to that album if you haven't, and just give this girl some credit, please. Another favorite album of mine that came out this year, Mainstream Sellout, Machine Gun Kelly. Super excited for him that this project was nominated for a Grammy. My favorite song on this album is Drug Dealer. But obviously we have to talk about honorable mentions on this album. Makeup Sex, 5150, Fake Love Don't Last, Dying California. I'm just gonna name the whole album. I'm obsessed. I think following Tickets to My Downfall, everyone was like, how is he going to make a project that's comparable to that one? I do love Tickets more, but I think to follow that album with this one, he couldn't have done much better. It's amazing. The features on it are great. and the tour was incredible. So I think he killed it, and he deserves all the success that he's had this year. He was my number one artist on Spotify Wrapped, so there you go. Another album that I feel like everybody loved, people of all ages, genders, backgrounds, Harry's House. Harry Styles. Harry killed it. This is my favorite Harry Styles album to date. Daydreaming, Late Night Talking, another album I could just listen to on repeat for months and not have to listen to anything else. I want to mention a few albums just briefly that I really loved, but I don't want to dive too far into. RX, Role Model. I know he gets a lot of shit on TikTok. I know that masturbation song is weird. It is weird. I do not listen to that one. But I absolutely loved that project. I had not listened to him before I heard that project, and I listened to it for a couple weeks straight. I think it was all I listened to for about a week. I think he's a very unique and different artist, and there's nobody like him in the industry right now, so I'm really loving what he's doing. And I saw him live, and I thought that he was absolutely incredible as well. So just give it a listen. Let me know if you guys love it. I do. So maybe I just have some weird taste, but I think he's super talented, and it is a good project. I know I said I wasn't going to dive deep into these, but here I am. All right, we're going to just run through the next two. Dawn FM by The Weeknd. Great, great project. SZA's new album, SOS. Need I say more? This girl is killing it on the charts, and every time she releases new music, she continues to impress me. So congratulations, SZA. You're a superstar. Another album I have to mention, Love Sucks by Avril Lavigne. Is it Avril? Is she Melissa? We don't know. But all I know is the music is great, so I'm not going to complain or look into it any further. Personally, I think the whole situation's a little suspicious, but I'm loving the music, so I'm just going to roll with it. Now, there are two more albums that I am going to dive into because I just can't stop talking about them. Midnights, obviously by Taylor Swift, but let me tell you, the 3 a.m. version. It has to be the 3 a.m. version. I did love the original. Like, not the 3 a.m. version, but once I heard the 3 a.m. version, I was like, all right, this is so much better than the original. Would've, could've, should've. Favorite song on the album, I love John Mayer, so this is not a diss towards him. It's just a really great track. Other songs I love, Bigger Than the Whole Sky, Paris, The Great War, Karma. Oh my God, Karma is definitely a runner-up to Would've, Could've, Should've. I'm always blasting it in my car. Bejeweled. I mean, the whole project is so good. Even Snow on the Beach, where we can't even hear Lana Del Rey. I'm kidding, we can, but she's barely in it. Amazing. And the feature that we didn't realize we needed, but we needed. I'll take anything, Lana, so. And I also need to mention that this year I did secure tickets and survive the Great War to see T-Swift on tour next year. So stick around to hear more about that. I should just make a segment about that war. It was crazy. And the last album I want to talk about is Being Funny in a Foreign Language by the 1975. If you haven't listened to this album, it's not too late. I'm sure they are all over your For You page on TikTok doing weird shit. Go and listen to it and tell me you hate it. If you do, I will be so sad and surprised. And that's why I'm telling you to tell me you hate it, because I don't think you will. I think you're gonna absolutely love it. My favorites off of this album are Looking for Somebody to Love, Part of the Band, Oh Caroline, I'm in Love with You, and Wintering, but if I'm being honest, I just love this whole project. It's only 11 songs, and I think it's beautiful. So go check it out if you haven't already, and if you have the chance to see them live, it isn't as weird as it may seem. Okay, who am I kidding? It's weird. But it's worth it. It is worth the watch. So just get a ticket and go see them. They're amazing. I hope they come back to the U.S. next year and do a part two because I'm ready for more. I need to see it all again. Now moving along to my top songs of 2022 on Spotify, I'm just going to tell you guys what I was listening to nonstop according to the Spotify gods. My top song of this year was Honest by Justin Bieber and Don Toliver. I'm not surprised. I listen to that song a ton, but I was sort of surprised that She's All I Want to Be was ranked 4. I thought that would be 2 or even 1. I was listening to that over and over and over again when it came out, guys. It was out of control. Other songs that I was blasting, More Than Life by Machine Gun Kelly, Maybe You're the Problem, Ava Max, drug dealer, which I already mentioned, Machine Gun Kelly, Freaky Deaky with Tyga and Doja Cat, Nonsense by our girl Sabrina Carpenter. I was also listening to a ton of Lake Street Dive. They made it on my top songs of 2022 a few times. Automatic was on there. I was also listening to Beyonce's new album, so obviously Cuff It on repeat. Demi Lovato, have to talk about her, 29, playing that song all the time. Let's see some other honorable mentions. So Good by Halsey, House on Fire, Mimi Webb. If you guys don't know Mimi Webb, go check her out. She is an amazing British artist, and she's about to burst onto the scene. I just know it. Next year is going to be her year. So go ride that wave and get on it and don't miss it like I did with Sabrina. Only Fan by Bozzy, First Class, Jack Harlow, Skyline by Khalid, Coast, Anderson .Paak and Hailee Steinfeld. Easily one of my favorite songs of 2022. So good. Sunshine with Lotto, Lil Wayne, Childish Gambino, Bitches These Days, Olivia O'Brien. Great getting ready song. Do We Have a Problem? Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby. Loved that song. I wish they did a whole album together because I just love the way that they collaborated on that track. Looking for Somebody to Love, the 1975, The Very First Night, Taylor Swift, Mommy, Becky G and Carol G, the G's, baby, they killed it on that track. I absolutely loved it. Skin of My Teeth, Demi Lovato. I'm just going through this whole thing telling you guys what I was listening to nonstop, and I hope I'm not boring you. Weatherman by Eddie Benjamin. That song is amazing. I think I heard it for the first time earlier this year, maybe in February, and I was listening to that the whole year. I just think it's a really good track, and he has a lot in store for us, so keep your eye on him. Bite Me, Avril Lavigne, Want Want, Maggie Rogers, When You're Gone, Shawn Mendes, I Hate You, SZA, Are We Surprised? She is just a fan favorite. I don't know how you don't like SZA. I listened to a lot of Alanis Morissette this year. I really, really like her. And I don't know, I just rediscovered her this year and was just listening to her nonstop. So Jagged Little Pill on replay, you already know. Lips by Jaden, Dead Inside, Black Bear. That is what closes out my playlist of your top songs 2022 by Spotify. That's about all I was listening to, as if I didn't rattle off 500 things. I was listening to a ton of different music this year. I do think Spotify's a little bit off, but who knows? Maybe I just play a lot of stuff offline and they're not catching me. They're telling me I only listen to X amount of minutes. I know I listen to more, but I'm also not factoring in the radio and other sources like YouTube. So you never know. You really don't. That's about it. I cannot believe I am wrapping up the last segment of 2022. I have no idea what to say. We've had a fun year. I want to thank all of the guests that have come on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I'm excited for these new guests I have lined up to interview next year. You guys have no idea. We have some fun ones coming up already in January, so stick around. I just want to thank everyone who's come on. I want to thank all of you who have listened. I appreciate you a ton. I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring us this year. And I'm really looking forward to 2023 and everything that it has to offer me, you, our favorite musicians, our favorite reality TV stars, and everyone in between. As always, please message me your favorite songs and albums of this year. I'm always looking for new music. I'm always on the hunt. I love telling you guys what I've been listening to. I really enjoy hearing what you guys have been listening to as well, though, so feel free to email me, DM me, tweet me, whatever it is you want to do, and let me know your favorite albums and songs of 2022, or just music that you can't stop listening to. Forget about the year. And with that, I want to wish you guys a very happy and healthy new year, an amazing 2023, and obviously, I have to leave you with the same message I have left you dozens of times this year. You already know what it is. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.